This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli tanks battled their way to the center of Khan Yunis on Sunday in a major new push into the heart of the main city in the southern Gaza Strip. Here's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
Both sides also reported heavy fighting in the north of the Gaza Strip. Drone footage shot by Israel's Channel 12 News on December 8th showed the destruction of Gaza City. At an international conference in Doha, Qatar, Arab foreign ministers criticized the United States for vetoing a UN Security Council resolution on Friday, which demanded a humanitarian ceasefire.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says Israel vowed to annihilate Hamas, who have ruled Gaza since 2007. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Argentina libertarian economist Javier Milei took over the country's presidential office on Sunday, warning in his maiden speech that he had no alternative to a sharp, painful fiscal shock to fix the country's worst economic crisis in decades, with inflation heading towards 200%. Milei, a 53-year-old former TV pundit who shot to fame with expletive-ridden tirades against rivals China and the Pope, is taking over from Alberto Fernandez, whose government was dogged by failures to rein in soaring prices. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky will travel to Washington Tuesday to meet President Joe Biden and plead his case before Republicans balking at sending more money for his fight against Russia amid warnings aid will run out in weeks. In a flurry of diplomatic activity after the White House announced Zelensky's visit, an aide for Mike Johnson said the new Republican speaker for the House of Representatives will also meet with the Ukrainian leader on Tuesday, as they've been trying to tie Ukraine funding to border security.